This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
One of the greatest difficulties that a person can face is when they are accused of committing adultery. When they are accused of doing something that they have not done. This is very, very difficult for a person to bear. And imagine when that person, it is none other than his wife that is being accused of this act, and it is none other than the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this is what happened at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Aisha radiallahu anha narrates for herself, and she says that when it came time for us to go out as the wives of the messenger on his expeditions, then he would draw lots. So, you know, a lot is where, in today's terms, you put so many papers into a hat with so many names and then you draw out one name. So he would draw out a name and he would say, this is the wife that is accompanying me on this expedition. So he drew a lot and it turned out to be Aisha radiallahu anha. And this was the battle known as Ghazwatu Bani al-Mustaliq, the battle of Banu Mustaliq. So they went out and the expedition happened, and on the way back, Aisha radiallahu anha says that we had come close to Medina now, and we had stopped, you know, a little bit of a distance away from Medina, and I went out to relieve myself. So I went and I relieved myself, and when I came back to my hawda, hawda is a covering that is literally used to protect a person and cover them from the weather as well as from the eyes of the people. So this would be placed on top of the camel. So she says, when I came back to my hawda and I felt on my chest, I noticed that there was a necklace missing, and it was a valuable necklace. So she went back to get that necklace where she had relieved herself. And when she came back, the army had moved and the people had gone. So she found some shade and said, perhaps they will miss me and they will come back and get me. So she rested in that shade for some time and fell asleep. And Safwan ibn Mu'attal, he was actually coming with his camel and he noticed. So he says, "Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un." And Aisha radiallahu anha says, I was asleep, I woke up, and that is all I heard from the man. He lowered his mount, I got onto the animal, and he walked all the way to Medina with me. So when they reached Medina, this was a companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Safwan ibn Mu'attal was only known for his good credentials. A man of honor, a man of valor, a man who would never do something with the household of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So they get into Medina. And Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul, the head of the munafiqeen, he begins to spread a rumor. Do you know that Aisha committed adultery with Safwan ibn Mu'attal? And this rumor begins to spread amongst the believers. And this was a man who had it out for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He simply wanted to bring the messenger down. And this was because before the messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam came to Medina, he was amongst the leadership of the people of Medina. And he was about to be promoted and be the leader in Medina. And when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam came, that wall fell away. So there was jealousy there. So any opportunity to attack the messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he took it. So there he was spreading the rumor. And Aisha radiallahu anha, she fell ill. So she says that, you know, I fell ill and I noticed a change in the attitude of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to me. When he entered the house, he would only say, "Kayfatikum?" How is that lady? Not addressing me directly, but addressing me in third person. So I was a bit disturbed about this, but I didn't think much about it. I didn't know what the people were saying. And then she says that when I became better, I went out one day with Umm Misbah, a woman who was known as Umm Misbah. I went out with her to relieve myself at night. So they would go out into the desert to relieve themselves so as not to, you know, have dirt, etc. in Medina. They would go out to a place that was flat land. So she went out with Umm Misbah. And as they were coming back, Umm Misbah, she fell over her own thawb, her own garment. And she stumbled. So she says, Da'itha Misbah. May Misbah be ruined. So Aisha radiallahu anha looks at her and says, how can you say that? That is a man, قَدْ شَهِدَ بَدْرًا. He actually attended the battle of Badr. You can't say that about him. So she says, Allahu Akbar, have you not heard of what Misbah has been saying about you? And he has been peddling this rumor. So she is shocked. And she goes back home and she seeks permission from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Permit me to go to the home of my parents. And she goes to the house of her parents. And there she spends some time. She begins to cry. In fact, the first thing that she does when she gets to the house is to confirm with her own mother. Is it true the people are saying such and such? And she says, yes. But don't worry. Anyone who is married to someone of honor and position in society, they will be attacked anyways. And anyone who is the co-wife of someone will be attacked anyways. Don't worry. So she begins to weep. Aisha radiallahu anha. She begins to weep and she cries the whole night until the next morning. And the next morning Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gets up and he goes to Zayd. He goes to Usama ibn Zayd and Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhuma. And he says to them that, look, this is what has happened. Wahy has stopped coming down. So what should I do? What do you think about what has happened? So Usama ibn Zayd, he immediately says that, you know what? Your wife is known with the best of credentials. We can never accuse her of anything. And Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, he says that, you know what? There are many women that you can marry, Ya Rasulullah. You have not been limited to Aisha radiallahu anha. So if you want to divorce her, you can divorce and remarry. And before you do that, I suggest you ask Barira. Barira was the slave girl who would help Aisha radiallahu anha. So ask the servant of Aisha radiallahu anha. She's with her all the time. Perhaps she will give you some news about Aisha. So when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Barira, then Barira says that, look, from what I have seen, she is a very good person, except that sometimes when she is kneading the dough of her people, her family, she would fall asleep because she's young. So that is the only thing that I have seen, literally clearing her name of any wrongdoing. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gets up in the masjid and he says, مَنْ يَعْذُرُنِي فِي رَجُلٍ قَدْ بَلَغَنِي أَذَاهُ فِي بَيْتِي. Who will help me with regards to a man? His harm has reached my family as well. Who will help me with this man? So one of the companions, he stands up and he says, I will do it, O Rasulullah. I will get rid of this man for you. And then a battle or an argument ensues amongst the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some of them saying, you will not do that. And the other one saying, yes, we will most definitely do it. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is calming them down. And then the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes to his wife, Aisha radiallahu anha, and she is at the home of her mother and father. And he sits down. And Aisha radiallahu anha is crying. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anha is there. The mother of Aisha radiallahu anha is there. And he says, O Aisha, if you have done something wrong, if you have done something wrong, so then seek the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and turn to Him. For Allah forgives those who turn to Him. So Aisha radiallahu anha is uncontrollable at this time. And then she says, my tears dried up. And I said, I looked at my mother and I said, defend me. And I looked at my father and I said, defend me. And they are silent, quiet, nobody is saying anything. And she says, at that juncture, my eyes dried up. And I said, I know that if I am to say that I did something, then you people will believe me, but I would actually be wrong with Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. And if I am to say that I did nothing, then you will not believe me, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that it is the truth. So Allah will bring something. Allah will reveal something with regards to me. And she then says that I never in my wildest dreams imagined that Allah would reveal Quran to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sitting there, it is now 30 days since the incident first began. 30 days have passed and she is going through this. And Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal reveals verses.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ جَاءُوا بِالْإِفْكِ عُصْبَةٌ مِّنْكُمْ لَا تَحْسَبُوهُ شَرًّا لَكُمْ بَلْ هُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ مَا اكْتَسَبَ مِنَ الْإِثْمِ.
Allah Akbar. Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal says, those who came with the accusation, the false accusation of zina, they don't think that that is bad. Usbatum minkum. They are a gang from amongst you. Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal describes them as a gang from amongst them. They are a group from amongst you. La tahsabuhu sharran lakum. Don't think that it is evil for you. بَلْ هُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. It is good for you. Now, someone may wonder, how is this good? Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal is saying it is good for them. Because that was a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is for you and I to gain a lesson from today. Where we understand that when people have accused us and said we have done something we have not, then we need to bear patience. And we need to try to clear our name in the best possible manner. You see, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he invites who? Usamah ibn Zayd. And he invites who? Ali ibn Abi Talib to talk to them. Hey, what do you think I should do? What do you think about Aisha radiallahu anha? So he discusses the matter, he does something about it. And then when he finds that she is innocent from amongst his peers and those who are there, his companions, then he says, he stands up in the masjid and he says, who will help me against this man? So he did something about the situation all the while, knowing that Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal would bring about a solution. You know, in the story of Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam, we see that he is also being accused of zina. And he is being accused of zina by the woman who was trying to entice him into that zina in the first place. Allahu Akbar. And what does Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal do? He creates a situation where a child in the cradle speaks and declares the innocence. And Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal says, وَشَهِدَ شَاهِدٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِهَا. And a person from amongst her family, a person from amongst her family, a witness, bore witness. What does that mean? Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal created it such, the circumstance such, that the person who bore witness would be not from his family, but from her family. Allahu Akbar. Why? Because if the child is from her family, there is no denying.
إن كان قميصه قد من قبل فصدقت وهو من الكاذبين وإن كان قميصه قد من دبر فكذبت وهو من الصادقين.
If his shirt is torn from the front, then he is a liar and she is truthful. And if his shirt is torn from the back, then she is truthful and she is a liar and he is truthful. Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal gives them the principle. Look at his shirt. How is it torn? Was he being chased or was he chasing? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declared him innocent of this, such that the master of the house knew immediately that she was wrong. His wife was wrong. So he tells her that seek forgiveness for your sin. So Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal will bring about circumstances that will declare your innocence. When people accuse you of wrongdoing, don't worry. Allah will be there for you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make your name clear. So here Aisha radiallahu anha is being declared innocent. And her father actually says to her, or her mother says to her, that go to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So she says, no, I'm not going to praise anyone, and I'm not going to be with anyone except for Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. I will praise Him and I will glorify Him. Why? Because He declared my innocence. Nobody believed me. Nobody was there to say 100% we know you didn't do this. But Allah did. So I will praise Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. And she was declared innocent of the sin. Today we have people who continue to attack the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they continue to mention the wife of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was evil, claiming that she did that which Allah had declared her innocent of. And that means that as soon as a person says, Aisha, such and such a woman, mentioning evil and bad names, referring to this incident, meaning that she committed adultery, then that person is a kafir. Disbeliever in Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. And they will not be Muslim until they say she did not do that and declare the Shahada again. That means they leave the fold of Islam. Allahu Akbar. Yet they continue to attack the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us some very interesting lessons. He says,
لولا إذ سمعتموه ظن المؤمنون والمؤمنات بأنفسهم خيرا وقالوا هذا إفك مبين.
Had the believing men and women heard this, they should have actually said that this is a clear false accusation. They should have actually said this is a clear false accusation and thought good of themselves. They should have thought good of themselves. Why does Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal say they should have thought good of themselves? Yet this was the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because she was part of the community. You see, when you and I talk about another person, we are attacking not a foreigner, not somebody out of our community. That is ourselves. We are bringing about our own downfall. Why? You have spoken about the daughter of so-and-so. You have spoken about the uncle of so-and-so, the cousin of so-and-so. What does that do? That splits up community. That divides community. So before allowing your tongue to just wag, think about what you are saying. You know, people accuse. I have heard, brothers, I remember once walking in the city of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as we are walking, in fact we were in a motor vehicle, and as we are walking, this brother saw something where a lady had her ankles uncovered or something. And because in his, you know, piety, or he thought he was pious, he says, prostitute. And I said, Allahu Akbar. You know what you have said, according to the law in Islam, it actually requires for you to be lashed. Allahu Akbar. Do you know what you are saying? You have accused her of wrongdoing, yet she has committed. Yes, perhaps you may see it as a sin. That is okay. You want to see it as a wrongdoing. That is okay. That is up to you. No problem. But for you to say that she is a prostitute is beyond the measure. You have gone too far. So what that does is it sows discord in community. We are actually attacking ourselves as Muslimin. We are attacking ourselves by accusing others. So we should never utter these words. And when we hear a rumor, then we need to remain silent and keep quiet. Why? Because it is a rumor. It is not confirmed. And even if it is confirmed, Islam tells you don't spread that news because it is evil and it is bad. Someone has done something wrong, you hear about it, keep quiet about it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُحِبُّونَ أَن تَشِيعَ الْفَاحِشَةُ فِي الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. Indeed, those who love to spread evil amongst the believing men and women, they love to spread that which is evil, they will have a painful punishment in this world and in the Akhirah as well. You see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not talking about you doing that sin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never talked about the zani, the one who is engaged in that zina in this ayah. He's talking about the one who talks about him. He says, you will have a painful punishment. Why? Could you have not kept quiet about your brother, about your sister? Could you have not held your tongue back? You chose to speak, you chose to gossip, rather than remaining silent. How hard was it for you to just remain silent and keep quiet and say, that is my brother, that is my sister. If they have done something wrong, may Allah forgive them. And leave it at that. And stop the person who is talking about that person as well. Could you have not done that? That is the very least that you are meant to do. As a believer in Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, one other thing that happened here was there were some believing men and women, namely three. One of them was Mistah ibn Athatha, that spoke about Aisha radiallahu anha as well. This was the person who Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu would help, he would assist. And this is the one whom, when Aisha radiallahu anha went out with his mother, it was his mother that she went out with. So Mistah would speak about Aisha radiallahu anha. And Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu would help Mistah. Mistah was the cousin of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Meaning this was the uncle of Aisha radiallahu anha. And he would speak bad. So Abu Bakr as-Siddiq stopped helping Mistah. And he says, no longer. I was helping this man, I will not help him anymore. Why? Can he not at least hold himself back from speaking about my daughter? I won't help him anymore. So Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal revealed verses. وَلَا يَأْتَلِ أُولُو الْفَضْلِ مِنْكُمْ وَالسَّعَةِ أَنْ يُؤْتُوا أُولِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمُهَاجِرِينَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَصْفَحُوا أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَنْ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ. الله أكبر. Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal says that the people of favor and those who have wealth, who have been helping the relatives, let them not stop. Let them help them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling Mistah, it doesn't matter what has happened here, you need to help this man. So some of them were companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they made a mistake and they sought forgiveness from Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, and they were forgiven. When we are helping some people close to us and they do something wrong and we feel bad about it, let us continue to help them. Those may be family members, those may be poor people, it doesn't matter who it is. Let us continue to help them, because you know what that does? That breeds love in the hearts of those who have harmed you. They will think, I have harmed this person, but he continues to help me. So what does that do? As an ummah, it brings us together. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu is being told, don't stop. Yet he had the right to stop. He had the right to say, it is enough. I won't speak bad about him. I won't say anything about him, but I won't help him anymore. But this is a test of sincerity. When you do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it doesn't matter what this person has done to me. I will continue to help him. Why? Because I did it for Allah. My reward is with Allah, Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, and I will end off with this point inshaAllah.
إنما نطعمكم لوجه الله لا نريد منكم جزاء ولا شكورا.
Indeed we feed you. Who is you? The poor people. Indeed we feed you and we don't want any recompense. We don't want anything back from you. Neither do we even want thanks. You know, sometimes we help a person and we say, you know, when they ask us and they say, what can I do for you in return? What do we say? Just say thank you. That in and of itself we should not do. We say, just say, Jazakallahu khayran. Or make a dua for me. That should not be done as well. If you want your full reward from Allah, Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, don't ask for anything from that person. Why? Because the minute you asked for a jaza, a recompense. You said, I want this. So you have received your dua, you have received your thanks, you have received your Jazakallahu khayran. So don't ask for anything. Rather turn your heart to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Don't want anything internally as well from that person. That is also the La nuridu irada is to want something inside your heart. I'm giving because I want. Don't want anything as well. Why? Because then it was for Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Then when you are tested with harm from that person, and it happens often, you help a person and they harm you. You help a person and they do something bad towards you. It happens often. When that happens, know that that is a test from Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. How sincere were you in your charity? Will you continue to help or will you give up and leave? So if you did it for Allah, you wanted the reward from Him, the reward is still there with Him. Continue to help, continue to do. And Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal will bless you multifold. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us. May Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal grant us the ability to understand and to hold our tongues back and to spend in His cause. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Inshallah, today there won't be a question and answer. Barakallahu feekum. We will continue tomorrow. Wassalamu alaikum.